What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, Woody, let's go right to him. Charles Davis, NFL analyst on CBS, had the game last week and has it again this week against the Patriots down here at Hard Rock Stadium, the home opener. Charles, it was a bloodbath down here, my man. As you come in, you can imagine what it was like down here yesterday. It was as ugly as I can ever remember in 21 years of doing the games. Good morning.
Good morning.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. I get it. I absolutely get it. I mean, you know, when things happen the way they happen, no one should be surprised that a Hall of Famer like Larry Zonka would tweet out what he tweeted, because he was part of building something that, you know, let's face it, in league lore, will endure forever, even if someone eventually, quote unquote, ties the record for an undefeated season. So I get it. It's a tough time, the whole deal, but it's the opening game of the season. They've handled the Patriots a lot in recent years and quite well. It's a great time for them to get right and change the narrative.
So there's been, you probably heard a lot of it yesterday, and you talked about the great Larry Zonka, and we saw it right after the text message he sent out, and, you know, basically not acceptable what he saw, as we call him the grandfather of Miami Dolphins right now, the president of the club still. But 33-8, it was just bad. It looked flat. Anything anybody said, it was fair. It looked so bad. Lack of passion. Confused, not prepared. What was your take after watching that when you talked to your partners during a TV timeout?
I was actually surprised, because going into the game, Joe, I mean, for us who are quote unquote analysts, right, and all of us around the game, it seemed like a very even matchup. And I said this a bunch of times, and I don't think it's an original thought. Both of those teams went into that game thinking exactly the same thing. This is one we can get.
Yeah.
This is one we should get. And we have to get it, because that gets us off to the start we need. And our schedule obviously will be quote unquote tougher as we go along. But I think both teams looked at the other and thought, oh yeah, that's a game we can have. And for it to come out as poorly as it did, and the surprise is the Colts set the record for scoring on every possession.
No
kneel downs, because that's always the kicker.
Right.
But it was only 33 points. I mean, the way it felt like 60.
Yes. Yeah, it did. Hey, so Tua's play has come in as well. And so if you're a Tua hardcore fan, no matter what, you're going, well, the offensive line didn't help him. He made some bad throws. I'm not saying the O line was perfect, but he just he did not play well. He got knocked around. I thought it affected him. What'd you think of Tua's play?
Yeah, I just thought that there were throws that normally are the pinpoint Tua throws that we just did not see. The interception that was intended for Tyreek Hill across the middle sailed on it. It was like a pitcher picking up a slow roller and trying to aim it, and it took off on him, and it turned into the Cam Bynum interception. And then there were others along the way. And as you mentioned, all the other things that go into it, but he had to own his share of it. And I read a great article by Omar Kelly, was talking about when he has turnovers, they come in bunches. Tua disputed that, but the evidence and the numbers Omar showed are pretty convincing about when they do, they come in bunches. They end up having two interceptions and a fumble after the hit by Kenny Moore.
We got an interesting one with all the Tyreek Hill stuff on and off the field, but I want to talk about on the field. Whatever it is, I mean, he's still one of the fastest guys in football. It is amazing to me that guy has one 30-yard reception in the last year, and that's Jacksonville in the opener a year ago. He has not had another play. I know Tua hadn't been there the whole time, but you're telling me you can't get him on something where he has a chance to use his speed and run for a play, even if he catches it short of 20 yards and runs for 10. That, to me, is the most amazing stat for still maybe the fastest man in football.
It's stunning to me as well, Joe, and I think what's equally as stunning is last year when they played at Indianapolis, he caught one ball and Jaylen Waddle caught one ball.
Yeah.
Ooh. Now, immediately you go, okay, who played quarterback that day? And it was Snoop Huntley. Tim Boyle had to finish up with Snoop got hurt. Okay. Now you're into, well, maybe that's why. Well, you come into this game knowing you have to get them the football. That's how your offense is going to run. Achan's going to run it, of course, but playing to the perimeter is what the Miami Dolphins are about. They both caught 44 passes each, around 30 yards each. I mean, that just doesn't make any sense as well. So there has to be more than just teams are playing too high and taking away the deep ball. John Madden said it really well a bunch of years ago. Yeah, take what the defense gives you. But if it's 3rd and 5 and they only give you 4, that doesn't work.
No.
You've got to find another way to get it done. And I know Mike McDaniel and his offensive staff are furiously trying to figure out how to get that back into the game. The quick strikes, the dagger shots, that's a huge part of what Miami does and a huge part of what they need. And they need it early in this game to get Hill going, to get Waddle going, to get some excitement breathed back into this offense.
You know, before I get into New England with you for just a second here, Lou Anarumo, the defensive coordinator for the Colts, and we know him real well down here. He was down here for a while. Did you see anything super creative on the blitz packages he was sending that everybody's been raving about where the defense was so bad a year ago?
No, it wasn't super creative or exotic. He has a plan for guys like Hill and Waddle, and he exhibited in Cincinnati. You were there, Joe, when they went to Cincinnati and couldn't move them all well. Lou's got a plan, and when he has the right people, especially in the secondary, and that brand-new secondary of Indianapolis played well for them, then he can do all the creative things he wants. I didn't think it was super exotic in the blitz package. I just think that the back end held up well enough that Lou could do a few more things with guys like that. Now, the most exotic they got was the second interception because Latu is supposed to be rushing.
Right.
Right? Quiddy Pay is supposed to be rushing. That's what they pay them for. And Lou showed rush, dropped both into coverage, and rushed with other people.
Right.
And Latu gets the interception. That's not going to happen very often. But on that one, Dr. Lou won. So occasionally it's going to happen that way. But overall exotic, Joe, there weren't a lot of, you know, three guys off one side.
No, right.
A lot of twist turns, stunts and all that. They just got beat that day. I mean, they just did not play well, bottom line.
Yeah. So the other part of it is on the other side of the ball. I really coming into this after camp, and I'm just going by camp and practices they've had with different teams. I thought the front seven was going to be really good, and they weren't able to get the pass rush, I thought, and they then struggled to even stop the run. They were able to get 4, 5, 6 yards on first down running throughout that game. What'd you think of the front seven and the pass rush?
Yeah, and I thought that Shane Steichen, head coach of the Colts, who calls their plays on offense – had a game plan to try and slow down the front seven. And it was with a guy that most people universally doubted at quarterback in Daniel Jones, a rookie tight end in Tyler Warren, who, while he might be a first-round pick, I'm not sure you think that he's going to be featured on three of the first throws of the game. And they did throw it on the first four or five downs of the game. With Jonathan Taylor, who's a 1,400-yard rusher last year, sitting there, he never touches the football. I think they threw it five or six times before they handed the ball to Jonathan Taylor. So right away, you're getting the rush on its heels. You're having, and because you're having success, now you've got them off balance. And I think it just continued throughout the game. And Daniel Jones had a game, you know, and I'm not overly surprised. He's a talented kid. This is the most talent he's had around him in terms of receivers.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Offensive line stability, you name it. And Steichen believes in it.
Yeah.
Joe, when someone believes in you.
Oh, man. Difference. Yeah.
You're a whole different.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For player.
Yeah, no question about that. Hey, so moving to Patriots, who had a 2013 home loss against the Raiders, and Geno Smith had a big day throwing the ball. I look at all the players they've added on defense, and by the way, a lot of them had really good games, kind of in a losing effort. I think it's going to be a hell of a game again. I just expect this one to be – what's your thoughts on the matchups? And the other part of that is Dre at quarterback. What do you think of him after one game and last year?
Yeah, I love Drake May coming out. He caught more grief in the draft process than I thought possible or correct. And I stood on both feet and defended and thought he was, right where he went, third best quarterback in the draft. And he went number three overall. I saw progress last year with a horrific football team in front of him.
It was bad.
That offensive line was terrible. And, everybody's like, well, he won one start out of his 10 or 11. Okay, fine. Did you see that line? They were brutal. Receivers were not great. Okay? Running back, they added Henderson. I like May. I like him a lot. I did think that he played well against Las Vegas. There's more there for him. After he threw the interception, he looked a little tentative to me, Joe. So let's see if he gets past that in this ball game. But he's a really good player. Vrabel's playing a lot of youngsters. I think this game for Miami has got to be all out, flat out effort, because Miami really does have designs on being a playoff team. New England will talk about it. I don't know if they really feel like this is a playoff crew, but they certainly expect to play better in situational football than they did against Las Vegas. And oh, real quick, Mike Vrabel is a head coach, 4-2 in week two.
Yeah.
Okay. Week one's not been great for him. Week two's been a lot better. He does a really nice job of rallying his team. So this is going to be a good ball game.
Yeah. Charles, always great having you, man. Really appreciate you finding some time. I'll see you down here this weekend, and hopefully we have a good game. We could use a good game down here.
played someone week two that was abysmal week one, and they played their you-know-what off. You know how it is in the NFL. Guys tend to respond. I expect Miami to do the same.
I hope so. I hope you're right. Charles, thank you so much. Appreciate it, buddy.
Take care, Joe.
All right, Charles Davis joining us. He'll be part of the call on CBS for the Patriots and the Dolphins this Sunday. And hopefully he's right, man. And there's some big bounce back for this Dolphins team. Oh, boy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.